Drink your juice. Not my gin. Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
Not my gin and juice, because I fucking hate gin.
Gin is Big Fatty. Fucking nasty.
It's like I'm going outside right now and I'm licking a pine tree. Yeah. That's what it's like. It's disgusting.
Just put the tap right into the side of the pine tree. And...
just like they do maple. Mm-hmm. Maple syrup. Up in the Northeast, one of those states.
Lick it, bitch.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's like I'm going outside right now and I'm licking a pine tree.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 790 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 9th of February 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show. Y'all, we are going to talk about some other podcasts. We haven't done that in a while, Big Fatty. This is going to be lovely. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you that Tuesday, was quite the day, y'all, because as you know, Big Fatty had his... annual fiscal, and the appointment was at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, but they want you to be there 15 minutes early so you can do your paperwork, and so I thought, well, thank you for calling, and that is something new that I bought at the Costco. That I took to the coal mine. I was snacking on it all afternoon, y'all. It's called Chippins, Chipins. And y'all, I found them at the Costco. Only place I've ever seen them. And you know what they are? Is popcorn chips. And they're delicious. It's not like a rice cake. It's like the in a triangle, like a tortilla chip. But it's made of popcorn. And y'all, it's got sea salt on it, and they are lovely, just lovely. So y'all, I highly recommend the Chippins. But, so y'all, I did not set the alarm. I did not set the alarm, on Monday night, because I figured, well, you know, I'll just get a good night's sleep, you know, by my clock. It'll wake up, you know, there won't be any problem. And you, sure enough, 7:20 came and woke up, which is about an hour longer than I normally would sleep. So that was good because, you know, I hadn't slept with a Tinker's Dam on Sunday night. And so I said, well, but I don't want to get up now because I'll just wander around, you know, piddle around for an hour and a half and I'll get hungry. Because I was having blood work done, and y'all, I'm telling you something. It is the ravages of age, y'all. The older you get, the more of a pincushion you become. That's all I've got to say, if you take care of your health. Now, if you don't take care of your health, you never... Big Fatty it out. You never have to worry about it. But anyway, so I had to fast, and I didn't eat anything after 8:30 p.m. in the evening on Monday night, and so I said, well, I'll just roll back over, and I'll just. Take a little half hour nap. And so that's what I do. And I woke up and it's about 10 minutes to 8. And I said, well, it's still too early to get up and wander around. So I said, all right, 10 more minutes. And I rolled over and y'all woke up. It's about 10 after 8. And I thought, well, that's, you know, I don't need to be rolling over again. No, Big Fatty, no more rollovers. So I said, well, I'll just read the Twitty. And so, y'all, I started reading the Twitty and everything, and, y'all, this brings me to, what I wanted to talk about today, other than the doctor, and that is these new podcasts, y'all. They are, it's not these new podcasts, y'all, it's this podcast called, It's Brenda Boo, or howdy do, I'm Brenda Boo, or something like that. Quite frankly, I don't know what the hell the name of it is, but it's something that has Brenda Boo in it. And y'all, it's not the iTurd yet, but Brenda Boo gets on there and she talks about how she, she just talks. It's kind of like Big Fatty, you know, y'all. It's a Nata Fest. So I suggest you go listen to Brenda Boo. And once she gets in the iTurds, I'll be adding her to the Fat Favorites. Oh, dear Gussie, that is an honor, Big Fatty, to be in the Fat Favorites. Oh, yes. y'all, I saw that Joe in Dallas is finally acknowledging that he is the number one fan for 2011. But Joe, you need to send me your postal address, because I've got the gift package and the tiara and the leather sash to send to you. And y'all hadn't heard the first thing. Have not heard the first thing from Casey in Denver. Y'all, I believe he has unsubscribed. He has unsubscribed, either that or he is playing with his giant penis entirely too much. But y'all, then I got a text letter from the number three fan of the BFO, and y'all, before we talk about that, y'all, we need to talk about this. Yes! Y'all, Terry, the number three fan of the BFO, Terry from the Chicago's, well, that's one of their places anyway, of Tom and Terry. Y'all, Tuesday was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, that Tom, he just, a very happy birthday to a sweetheart. And so I wrote him back and I said, whose birthday is it? He goes, it is little Terry's. It's little Terry's birthday, and we're going to have an ice cream cake with a clown on it. And it's just going little hats and squirt guns and some Japanese lanterns. And y'all. But y'all, Terry, you need to send me your address. You need to send me an e-letter so we can talk about the number three fan's prize, because I can't remember if you've gotten a prize before or not. So anyway, just send me a little e-letter. We'll chill a chat. We'll talk about getting old and it just Big Freddy, shut up and sing the song. Yeah, Gussie. This is another example of how Big Fatty don't remember shit. So you got to tell me these things so I can remember to play it on time. Because if not, you're just going to get it a day or two late. Yes, Big Fatty, we're used to it. Let's see. Oh, I was telling you about the doctor. So I got there. I got up and I got my shirt and headed on out and got over to the doctor's office. Y'all, they were doing some road construction, so I was a few minutes late. Got there about 9:20 a.m. in the morning, which was still 10 minutes earlier than my scheduled appointment. And there must have been maybe six people in the waiting room. And I thought, well, this isn't so bad, because there's like three or four doctors that work in this office. And y'all, I swear to God, everybody got called before me, and whatever. And I had a 9:30 a.m. in the morning appointment, y'all. I couldn't believe it. And so, y'all, I put out a Twitty a little bit after 10 a.m. in the morning, saying I am still sitting in the waiting room, waiting for my physical. And everybody, oh, Big Freddy, I'd march right up to that window. And, oh, Big Freddy, oh, no, I wouldn't put up with it, Big Freddy. And about as soon as I sent that, they came out and said, Mr. Freddy, please follow me this way. You know, it's as if they were watching the Twitty. They were watching the Twitty. And the nurse says, Big Freddy, do you think you might be able to TT in this cup for me? And I went, yes, not a problem. So y'all, I went in and, they say to write your name on the cup. Well, y'all, I looked and looked and I couldn't find the pen. And so I said, well, I just have to tell her that, I don't know. And, you pee in the cup and then you put it inside the little door and the hand, it's kind of like Lurch, you know, it's kind of like Thing on the Addams Family. It would, you know, the door would open and the hand comes out and grabs, the big urine sample. Yes, Big Freddy, this is sounding very much like a weekend in Walnut Hills. But anyway, y'all, I couldn't find the pen, and I opened the door to place the full cup in there, and y'all, there was the pen. So then I had to try to write my name on the cup full of pee, and y'all, I wasn't quite finished peeing, and y'all, so I'm trying to hold that in and try not to pee all over myself, and dribble all over myself, and y'all, and write at the same time, and y'all, I wanted to know if there was a candid camera in there, y'all. It was if I was on the candid camera, and a television set was talking to me or something like that, and but I didn't see it. I didn't see anything. So, y'all, I went back into the room, and the nurse, she took my blood pressure, and it was, I don't know what it was. I always say, is that good? And she goes, oh, yes, that's lovely, just lovely. And, y'all, then she took my pulse. And, you know, the last time I went to the doctor, I had the elevated pulse. It was like 92 beats a minute. And, you know, that worried them a little bit. But, you know, they said, well, sometimes that just happens. And so she took my pulse. And, y'all, the pulse was 64. And, you know, Big Fatty finally figured out, you know, the last time I went to the doctor, y'all, I had the gentleman call earlier before I admitted to the doctor. And the papas had evidently raised my heart rate. And so today I had not had a gentleman caller or any papas, so the heart rate was 64, and she says, oh, that's lovely, just lovely. So that's good. And so I sat there and played the words with friends, y'all. I had been saving my games up because I knew I was going to be sitting there for a little while. And then I was doing the Twitty, and I did play the crank, and I turned on the grinder, and y'all, my battery was just going, it was just going, and y'all, about 11 o'clock, the doctor comes in, he goes, are you here for your physical? I said, yes. He goes, I am so sorry that it has taken me so long to get to you, because he knew he was supposed to be in there an hour and a half earlier. And I said, don't worry about it. It'll be just lovely. Now, can we get to the digital rectal exam? I consider it to be the highlight of the inspection. And, So we chitter-chatted a little bit, and I wanted to get some of my records of when I had shots and stuff like that, and so I had it. I've got that in my phone now and everything. So y'all, it was a good little talk, and we reviewed the cholesterol medications and all this kind of stuff. And so then he goes, all right, well, Big Freddy, take off your girdle and get up on the examination table, and let me just take a look at you. And y'all, so he looks at your hands, and you know, y'all, when he looks at your hands, I'm gonna tell you something. There's one place that you cannot hide your age, y'all, and it's your hands, because I see my grandmother's hands when I look down. But anyway, so he did the hands, and he, you know, they always want to play up under your armpits, and y'all, and then it was odd. He tweaked my nipples, and he goes, "Do you like that? Do you like that? Yeah, you like that?" And y'all, he went around back, and he was rubbing on my neck, and you know they always want to see if they've got some of those nodules in your neck or something like that. And you know, then he put the stethoscope up to they want to listen to the inside of you through the stethoscope on your back and on your front. So he did the back, and then he says, "All right, Big Freddy, lay back and undo your trousers." And I went, "Bone chicken, bone cow." And y'all, he was listening some more, and he felt my ankles, and y'all, and then he says, "All right, Big Freddy, it is now time for that uncomfortable part." And y'all, I pretended like, yeah, I did not enjoy it, and I was like, "Oh dear Gussie, well, at least I only have to do it once a year. Oh dear Gussie." And but y'all, you know what he didn't do? He didn't do that. He didn't make me cross my leg and hit me on the on the kneecap to see if I had any reflexes. I guess he realized that at my age, you're not gonna have any reflexes. They're just shot. They are shot, y'all. So then he goes, "All right, you're gonna feel some pressure." And then pff, y'all, and then it was like his whole hand went. And he was up to his elbow, and he goes, "Oh!" And he goes, "Well, now your prostate feels a little a little happy. No, it feels a little enlarged, but it's 54 years old. It ought to be enlarged by now." And he says, "But nothing to worry." And that was that. He goes, "All right, now, Big Freddy, here's some Kleenex. Now clean up your vulgar butthole. Big Freddy, we're having our Cheerios." And then he came back and went and had the blood work done and everything, and then I paid my $20 co-payment, and off I went. And y'all, I went and had my free Chick-fil sandwich, because y'all, I was starving, because this was like noon, and I hadn't eaten since 8:30 p.m. the day before. So anyway, y'all, I saw a little twitty from that J.C. Mopple, who y'all, as you know, is the winner of the coupon contest for 2010. And Julian was saying, "Oh, does anyone want to make me up some show art for my new little show?" And I just sent him a 20 back, and I said, "Well, I would suggest just using a plain white background and white lettering." And he thought, "Lovely." But anyway, so evidently we're going to be getting a Joan cast here, a Bleach cast here pretty soon. So anyway, y'all, let me just see here what else is on my list. We wish Terry a happy birthday. We told you about the chippins. y'all, do you listen to that Eat This Hot show? Y'all... The sea hag.
"I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes."
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, the sea hag's on there, and she says, "Oh, I had a dream about menstruating." And dear Gussie, you know, there went my chippings, y'all. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, evidently she may be, you know, I wonder if she's ever had a dream of sitting on Big Freddy's balls. Big Freddy, where do you get this? So, anyway, y'all, I didn't read the bacon thing for today. And y'all, this one is way too long to read right now. So I'm going to read one from January 3. Bacon-cured pork loin is commonly called back bacon. Big Freddy, is that anything like the back fat on Big Ricky? Tell us.
It's like I'm going outside right now and I'm licking a pine tree.
Oh, poor Big Ricky. He's lost all his back fat and his sense.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.